This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Patriots Friday on WEEI is brought to you by Zudy, Anderson Windows, and Northeast Men's Health.
And this hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Ram Power Days on new Ram trucks at 495ram.com.
Never mind an Aperol Spritz. A complimentary Aperol Spritz is the prize. Maybe the winner of the Wiggy Pick'em ought to have to take a train across this great country with J. Charles Wiggins. Ooh. What do you think about that?
Do they share a little cabin?
Maybe.
We can
Maybe.
Hit up some serious spots, too.
They get that if they win?
Oh, you want that for the loser?
Right.
Yeah. Get this train's off the track, boys.
We can hit up some good spots.
All right. Apparently, it is being suggested to me that the reason that the Eagles went for two last night is an analytics thing, and that it started a couple of years ago, NFL-wise. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Jeff may have more on that. Jeff, hello?
Morning, guys. How are
hey,
you?
What's up?
Yeah, doing well. Just wanted to offer a little something on that question, because I know it seems cuckoo. But the thing of it is this, is that when you're down, it has to do with score, amount you're down in relation to the time left and perceived times you'll have the ball. So when they score six and go for two, and if they get it, then obviously they can score again, kick an extra point, and win. If they don't get it, they're down by eight. They have another shot to go for two for the tie. Now, normally this works when a team's on the road. Like if you look at what the Lions did last week to the Vikings, when they scored 17-16, they went for two because supposedly the analytics say 100% of the time when you're on the road, you go for the kill right there. I guess Nick Sirianni, these young newfangled coaches, the theory is play aggressive because if you're going to go to overtime against Brady, it probably won't work out for you.
Hmm.
Ask the Falcons.
Okay.
So it's really just it's a philosophy of how to get back in the game and ultimately win it.
So it's more about going for two because if they do get the ball back, they want to go for the win rather than play for overtime.
Correct. And you have, a better opportunity of going for two there than you do end of the game when they're focused on it. I don't know.
I don't get that part. All you're really doing is say the reason why we're going for two because we want to win the football game because we don't believe if we go to overtime, we're going to win.
But I'm sorry. I know this isn't my side of the street to praise Belichick, but I'll take Belichick over Dan Campbell, the eating kneecap guy, and Nick Sirianni, the Eagles coach, who peed his pants at his press conference. They have no idea what they're doing. I would not take the Lions or Eagles and do what they do. They suck.
All right. If you would like to go pick them against Wiggy, call right now, 617-779-7937. Three games and a tiebreaker. Some kind of a parlay, if you will. And should you beat Wiggy this weekend, then you will join Wiggy and myself.
Sometime
soon.
Yep.
At the Capitol Grill for an Aperol Spritz.
Which Courtney, are you going to come?
Yeah.
That happens to be Wiggy's newfangled favorite drink, which he tried on Marathon Monday at the Capitol Grill.
Capitol Grill makes a nice spicy margarita, so I'll have one of those while you have the Aperol Spritz.
You got to try the Aperol Spritz if you've never tried one before.
Curtis,
I've had one.
Are you all set with the games?
I have them in front of me with the up-to-the-second lines, thanks to Bovada.
Okay.
This is Andy from Roslindale. Hello, Andy.
Good morning. How are you?
What's going on? What do you do, Andy?
I am a custodian at a school.
Excellent. Okay. So you understand how the contest works?
I do.
Okay. Curtis, go ahead. Who picks first, Wiggy or Andy? Andy's the guest.
I was thinking we do Wiggy first and last, and Andy gets in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Goes first.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Game one.
All right. Game one. The Buffalo Bills travel to Nashville to take on Mike Vrabel and the Titans. The line is the Bills minus six. Wiggy.
Okay. I'm going Bills. I think the Bills are a good football team. They started off slow, but I like the Bills, and I like them to cover.
Titans got beaten by the Jets. Was that last week?
Yeah, but they played without Julio Jones and A.J. Brown. Both of those guys are back. So,
okay. Andy?
I like Tennessee in that game.
All right.
All right.
Plus six. I like Tennessee plus six, definitely.
Okay.
All right, Andy, you're first up here. Second game is the Arizona Cardinals travel to the Mistake on the Lake, Cleveland. The Browns are favored by 3.5 points over the undefeated Cardinals.
Yeah, I love the Cardinals in that game. Ooh. Cards.
Yeah, I'm gonna ride with Andy on that one. I'm gonna jump in that same cab because I think Kyler Murray is legit.
All right, the game of the weekend for football is the Jim Nantz Tony Romo game at Gillette Stadium. The Cowboys travel to the Patriots. The Cowboys are favored by 3.5 points as the Patriots look to avoid going 0-4 at home. Wiggy.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Three and a half. It hurts me to say it, but the Cowboys, they look good. They're a tough team. Yeah, I'm going to go And the Pats, what are they, 0-3 at home? Yeah, I got to go Cowboys.
All right, Andy, what do you have?
Pats all in plus three.
Wow.
Big time.
I love it.
I feel like that's a low number for that game.
It is a weird spread.
Man. Yeah.
You notice there's no loyalty left in this country?
Loyalty.
Greg, why just pick the Pats?
No, you didn't even play for the team. The man was given the opportunity to play professional football by the Patriots organization. And here he is picking against them.
Well, they're not going to win every game. It's just
they're going to go 0-4 at home.
No. I'm saying when you're picking them, they can't win every game.
Right.
Has Bill ever gone 0-4 at home?
No.
Has he gone 0-3 at home?
No.
Okay. So, what's that mean?
All right. What's the tiebreaker?
And the tiebreaker, Andy and Wiggy, is total number of innings from Chris Sale tonight.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Can you pick half?
You certainly can.
So Andy's up first, right?
Sure, Andy, go ahead. How many innings do you think you'll get from Sale for the Sox tonight?
Four.
Ooh, good number.
Ooh, I hope so. I hope you're right.
You know what? I'm going to go on a ledge here. I'm going to say 5 2/3.
Ooh.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Listen, unlike you, I've been on the train with this team since day one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have.
Yeah, so I've been riding
it. You think you get five plus out of Sale tonight?
I'm failing it.
He was right about E-Rod.
Yeah, and E-Rod went what? E-Rod went, what, was it 6 1/3?
Yeah.
If Chris Sale is on the mound in the bottom of the sixth tonight with two outs, I will jump out of my window.
All right, Andy, call us back on Monday, and we'll see how you did against Wiggy, and you may have a complimentary Aperol spritz coming your way. All right, this is Billy from Rhode Island. Hello, Billy.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Billy?
Hello.
Yes, Billy. What's up?
How are you? Hello?
Billy? All right. Perhaps we could come back to
That's
Billy
okay.
at some point.
It's Friday. He's probably, you know.
All right. Well, Wiggy's on record.
So you got the Patriots.
I do, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I do. Uh-huh. I mean, I you're talking about the greatest coach in the history of the game.
Yep.
You're talking about a team that dueled the great Tom Brady down to the end, to the bitter end, and lost by two at Gillette. And it's about time for this offense to to not only click, but to dial it up a little
and
bit.
And Hunter Henry is saying that he thinks Jonnu Smith is going to open it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's finally his time.
Is that what it is?
That's what he said.
Where do you stand?
I think the Pats are going to win. I don't think that they're going to go 0-4 at home. And I also, when Hunter Henry said that, I started looking up Dallas's stats against tight ends. They rank like 30s
mm-hmm.
for like tight against ends. Tight ends. So I think that the Pats will pull it out. I think it'll be close, but
is your bigger concern when it comes to the Patriots the offense? Or yeah, that's my, or the
no,
defense.
No. It's the offense for me. It's the offense for me because I think the defense, like I told Devin McCourty, and he didn't really say it, but I could feel it. And I've been on teams before where your offense isn't very good. And I know as being on those teams where the defense looks like, hey, we got to carry this football team because our offense, you know, isn't good or they're developing or growing. And when you look at this team, I think I don't think their offense can compete. So, yeah, your defense has to go out there and shut down the Cowboys.
So I looked up. Cowboys defense ranks 31st in mm-hmm. pass defense against tight ends.
Right.
So could you see that happening?
No, because where's your pass offense ranked? Your pass okay. offense is ranked pretty low.
Yeah, but if Hunter Henry says that it's time for Jonnu Smith to open it up,
I mean,
said a bad word.
The Patriots have the clear coaching advantage in this game.
Yes.
McCarthy is a absolute puddle.
I would give you that.
So I think if Bill can have a similar game plan that he used against the Bucs, you have to say they have a shot. I just refuse to believe that Bill Belichick is going to be 0-4 at home. Like, that seems so insane. There were like 5 years where I think they lost four at home combined.
Right. You see what Curtis is doing here. This is a big setup for Monday. You know, building Bill can't go 0-4 at home, and then Monday he just pounces.
Okay. Or we can do what Ken does in the text thread. EAGLES, Eagles.
Do you think that'll be close, Wiggy?
Huh?
Do you think it'll be close?
No, I think Dallas wins by 7 or 10 points.
I can't stand these people. Like, here's a Rhode Island text that says the Patriots are going to get torched. Are you kidding me?
But why wouldn't you? You barely beat the Texans last week, right? And you barely beat them, and you needed some stuff at the end of the game.
Yeah.
You are now playing the other team from Dallas, which is really good. Why would you – and I understand, yeah, we love the Pats, but we can't sit there and objectively go, they're just going to win based off of what I saw last week. So I don't know. You're just saying because you don't believe Bill's going to go 0-4 at home?
Well, maybe they turned a corner in the second half, and the O-line is getting healthier. They can't be – I mean, that was rock bottom last week.
Right. No. Last week, their offensive line actually
played well, but they're
it was
getting
their best game of the season.
Right,
but they're getting and Wenyu's back. You know that,
right? So you're actually
so you got a couple false starts.
So you're getting back. You're getting back worse players.
On Wenyu's not. You don't think he's starter capable?
He was benched against the Bucs, Ken.
My biggest fear is Mac Jones getting into his own head because we have talked about how he's wound up after last week. Because while they got the win, we've talked about it. There were a lot of instances where he almost got picked off. A few times were scary. So I'm nervous about him going into this game with that in the back of his mind.
So then they're not going to lose.
He has a 70% completion
no,
rate.
No, I know,
the best,
I know.
The best for that, any rookie in the NFL.
But don't you think he was lucky with some of those?
Yeah, yes.
So between you two, Greg and Courtney, the Patriots, they won't lose a game all year long. You won't pick against them.
No.
Because you didn't pick against them since week one.
What we're saying is that at this point, we can determine that Mac Jones
no,
is
we're not talking
is
about
a
Mac
dismal,
Jones.
Dismal failure.
Yeah, I haven't picked
horrendous
the Pats
pick.
To lose yet. So you
absolute,
are right. I keep picking
absolute
the Pats.
Bust. Right. He's a bust.
You and Greg have picked since week one the Pats to win every game.
Get yes. on the phone to MK Utene immediately. This guy's a bust.
I know. It is pretty comical that Wiggy's bashing other people's impartiality.
But you know what? Hey, listen. Before, when you had Brady, you could roll the helmets out there. I felt like you could roll the helmets out there, you could do certain things, but now your team is different. And I expected this team to be sitting here, worst case scenario, 4-1. And that was with either Mac Jones or Cam Newton, because I felt like you had enough talent. This team is sitting here at 2-3, and the two wins were against the two worst teams in the National Football League.
And I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
And they're playing the Cowboys. And both Courtney, you and Greg are like, oh yeah, they're gonna beat the Cowboys.
I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying though, I just 0-4, we're in a serious, serious issue. And then going into a Jets game, which I think could be a trap.
But they went
did this team almost beat the Bucs?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They almost beat the Bucks.
Okay. Was that a fluke? Was that the weather?
No, I think it was a good game plan defensively, and I think a little bit had to do with the weather.
Bill's not going to have a good game plan defensively on Sunday?
What happened last week?
Last week they had four new guys in the offensive line.
No, we're talking about the defense, not the offense.
Well, it's a letdown. It's an obvious letdown game. You have all that emotion from the game before against Brady.
So it was a letdown.
So you let down after a loss?
You did in the first half.
Why?
And then they played the second half. They were awesome.
And Bill loved the offensive
line. You are losing all credibility. They were awesome in the second half.
What did the Texans offense do in the second half?
The first play of the second half, Mac threw an interception.
Right.
The defense shut them down the entire second half.
They shut down the worst offense in the NFL. Name me three players on the Texans offense.
Davis Mills.
Okay, you name one. The quarterback.
David Johnson.
This is Eric from Rhode Island. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. So I'm a big Cowboys fan, born and raised here in New England. I enjoy listening to your show, except your take on us is garbage.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad Wiggy is going on the fan today himself. You guys for crossover talk with Sean and Nut, because the Cowboys can easily put a 40 burger on your defense. You guys want to talk about your number 5 ranked defense? Philly was number 1 in passing. We beat them. Carolina was the number 1 defense. We beat them. How y'all going to stop this offense?
And I'm not even a Cowboys fan. I don't even like the Cowboys.
I don't understand Cowboy fans that have this, like, air about them, like they've won anything ever. They haven't been good in 30 years.
Like, how do you grow up here and you're a Cowboys fan?
Loser. I actually know a few.
You do?
Yeah, and, like, they're all going to the game this weekend. I think that that's going to be a very split stadium.
The Cowboys fans travel, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a Patriots Friday. It is also game day, game one of the ALCS tonight. And here is Ken Laird and what is trending.
The Real Postgame Show, this Sunday after the game.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Budweiser, the Major League beer. And join WEEI 7-9 tonight at Scoreboards in Woburn to watch game one. Brought to you by Budweiser, the Major League beer. Tickets, by the way, for the ALCS at Fenway, Greg, on sale at 10 a.m. this morning. So if you want to go to the game, get online, 10 a.m. We had Devin McCourty on earlier on a Patriots Friday. Damian Harris coming up on Gresh and Keefe. Michael Lombardi, 4 o'clock with Merlone and Fourier. Here's the Hunter Henry clip that Courtney was talking about, I believe, talking up Jonnu Smith.
I'd imagine he kind of wants to get going, right? So how's he been the last 2 weeks?
He's been fantastic. I mean, he's a stud, man. And he's fun to be around, works his tail off. And, you know, there's a lot of competition in the room, always trying to compete with each other and then against, you know, our guys and on the field. I mean, I think it's a healthy room where we're always trying to, you know, better ourselves, communicate better. So those things are continuing to improve. And, you know, when we get out there together in the game too, you can't get those reps kind of back. I mean, just kind of battling in those trenches with each other. I mean, it's huge. And, you know, he's going to come on. So I'm excited to see him break out.
There you go. You had a Hunter Henry breakout last week.
Mm-hmm. Breakout week.
Breakout week for the tight ends.
Breakout week for the offense.
Okay.
They've been holding back a little bit. This is the week.
Is this the week?
This is the week.
All right, so what's
the
breakout
week? This is the week Josh is going to open it up.
So what's a breakout week for you?
Open it up.
Points-wise.
Points-wise, 24.
Okay. All right.
Calm down. That's quite the breakout.
Wow, that is a huge breakout.
Look breakout
Rams. Week.
Yeah.
Breakout week.
That probably puts you at about 24th in the NFL in points offensively, where Dallas is second, averaging 34 a game. But you know what? 24 is not bad.
Two good receivers, though. That does scare me. CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper.
Yes. And the tight end is good.
Mm-hmm. And obviously Zeke.
And the Pollard kid is good, too. So.
And Dak is awesome. Like, yeah. He is good. The first game of the season, he looked amazing. Right.
And their O-line is good, too. So their offense, that's why I said it's about your D. Now, if your D can pull off another game like you did against Tampa Bay, against an offense like that, you have a chance.
And also, Mac needs to, when it comes to fumbling the football, he can't do that anymore. I mean, he's done that repeatedly over and over again. Oh, wait, no, that's not him.
Well, he can't throw the interceptions.
Sorry, that's not him.
He's got, like, what, 5 interceptions through 5 weeks?
Mm-hmm. A lot of pick six. He's thrown a whole bunch of pick sixes.
Oh, interceptions, field position game.
Cam Newton doesn't have a single interception this year, Graham.
And Cam Newton, I think he only threw, 8 interceptions last year?
I think he only threw 8 non-bounce passes.
Huge weekend, Greg. Huge sports weekend in Boston. I mean, BC tomorrow, Courtney. I don't want to give them short shrift.
Yes.
You got the Bruins opener tomorrow.
How about the 4:20 start time tomorrow coinciding perfectly with opening night for the Bruins?
Right. 4:20, perfect for Wigs.
Yeah, that's a great time.
And then you got Ty Law, celebrity bartender this weekend, right?
Yes, that is correct.
At Howl, and then
yes. The
other Howl location, Wiggy's there for NFL Sunday, 9 a.m. Get you ready for the game. Of course, you got 2 Red Sox games. 8:07 tonight, your first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Much more from Peralt when he joins us in the 9 o'clock hour in studio. But a big break for the Sox with Lance McCullers Jr. possibly missing the entire series. He's been huge for them. Tonight it's Framber Valdez against Chris Sale. That's what's trending now in the green. Oh, and Marcus Smart missed his flight. But Greg can empathize because he left his laptop at the Vegas airport. That's what's trending.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Greg Hill Morning Show.
I can't play a drop. I just made a drop saying drop.
On WEEI. Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Let that breathe. Big Dua Lipa kick over here.
Elton John, by the way, now, first act to have a top 10 UK single in 6 different decades.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Because of that?
Because of that one.
He's talented, man. You ever see the movie Rocket Man?
That thing stunk.
You don't like it?
I love music biopics. That was probably the worst one in the history of music biopics.
Really? I never saw it, but
did you like it?
I thought it was all right.
Nah, it's a stinker.
It's the kid from the hell's the kid's name from the actor there, Tyrone Egerton. He was in what the hell was that movie?
One day you're gonna start a sentence knowing where you're landing.
No. I know the movie, Curtis. I just can't. Oh, Kingsman.
Oh,
sorry, Kingsman. You ever see the Kingsman?
No, he was in that. If you want to quick list it, obviously, the Queen biopic is probably the best one, Bohemian Rhapsody.
So that one's pretty good.
The Doors.
The Doors is excellent.
Ray was good.
With Val Kilmer. Ray is fantastic. I haven't seen the new Aretha Franklin one. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that one yet.
I also like...
Straight Outta Compton?
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the one with Reese Witherspoon and Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No, Walk the Line.
Walk the Line. The Johnny Cash one. Yeah, that one was good.
Fantastic one. But I'm sorry, unfortunately, the Elton one is meh.
I'm surprised they haven't done one on your boy.
Who?
The Boss.
Oh, Bruce?
Yeah.
Probably said no. I mean, you would think that they would have done
really,
one.
Though? I feel like that's
the
like...
The Field of Dreams was basically that for the people that like Bruce.
I feel like when you do movies like that, that's like a great way to honor a person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In their life story. I feel like they would be happy to have one of those.
Do you need to sign off on it? Because haven't there been movies made where people have been upset because they... Didn't have any part with making it.
I think it's better if you sign off
right,
on it.
Right, of course, but...
It's like even him running is a great embarrassment for if you're an American.
I couldn't even get through Rocket Man. It was just... It wasn't
that bad.
It was awful.
The scene where they create your song is a good scene.
It's kind of like the Ken and Curtis show where I can take about a half an hour of it on Saturdays, and then I can't take anymore. By the way,
that's hurtful.
I would like to thank today's Dress Greg sponsor. It is Measure Gear, and I am wearing their shirt. And this weekend, when I am doing my home improvement projects, I will be using Measure Gear. With Measure Gear, you never lose your tape measure ever again.
Oh.
You see that?
Oh, wow.
So it sticks right on. It's got the Velcro.
Ooh, some ASMR.
And it sticks right on.
You put that on the belt or around your wrist?
You put that on your belt or you can put it on your wrist. You can put it wherever you'd like to put it.
You are so handy around the house.
Well, let me tell you, I got a lot of projects lined up for this weekend.
You
got
to keep a tape measure around.
Uh-huh. The biggest project, when I have a home improvement project, I call maintenance. That's the biggest, that is the biggest part of the home improvement project. But if you'd like to dress me and make a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation, then you could go to thegreghillfoundation.org/dressgreg. You got to make a minimum $100 donation. That's it. Get more if you want, but $100, and I'll wear whatever you want on the Twitch feed for this program and this station. And if you don't know, if you know, you know, but if you don't know, you don't know. You can watch this program every day on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. This is Andrew from Rhode Island. What's up, Andrew?
Hi, good morning, everyone.
What's happening?
We are daily listeners at the shop, and we really like the show. We listen to every show up until we leave at 4 p.m. So
really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yesterday, as we were listening, and we got into Gresham Keefe, Michael Irvin was on, and he was talking about how when you get into a game and there's an emotional swing from one end to the other, usually the next week you lose that game. Well, when they had that massive emotional swing from the Bucks game, they almost lost the Texans game, but they were able to squeak out the win. You know, you have four essentially practice squad guys on the offensive line.
Yes.
With that being said, they got the win. They got out of there. I think that this week they're going to be just as ready, if not more ready, for the Cowboys than they were for the Bucks. And I think Wiggy's a little off. And even though I love listening to you guys, Wiggy, come on, man, you can't take it that way.
Take what way?
You can't think that the Pats are going to lose by 10 at home and go 0-4 because you know, as a former member of the team, that they are going to be more than prepared. Even though Dallas is lighting up the scoreboard, you got to think that guys like J.C. Jackson and Matt Judon are going to be ready, and that Devin McCourty had a fluky week last week.
I don't doubt that they're not going to be prepared. I mean, I don't think that's an issue of them being prepared, them even being focused, them being ready to go. I just think that the Cowboys are a much better team than you.
And Wiggy, I think you're right. If they do lose at home on Sunday, I think it's a 10-point-plus loss because if it's close, I think Belichick beats McCarthy.
Right.
McCarthy can't handle a game clock. He has no idea how to manage a game. I think if it's close in the fourth quarter, the Patriots win.
Right.
And Andrew had a good point, but that's what people were saying ahead of the Bucs game with Miami, and then the Bucs blew them out of the water. They thought that Brady had such an emotional time in New England, and right. They were just going to fall off completely. It was a trap game, and then it didn't happen.
Football is a game of inches, and if someone will show me how to use this tape measure, I will show you how many inches it is. This is Art. Hello, Art.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Art?
I totally agree with Wiggy. Let me tell you something. Here's reality, everybody. The Patriots are in the lower echelon right now. Their defense is totally underwhelming. Their offense is underwhelming. Belichick has his kids coaching the important position situations who have no coaching experience. And let me tell you something. Overall, it's a very, very bleak picture, unfortunately.
Were they,
and the only reason, Brady, the only reason they were close to Brady, Brady got a little bit caught up in the moment, and the weather was a major factor, or that would have been a totally different outcome.
The weather was a major factor for Tom Brady. It wasn't for the New England Patriots, right? That's where we're going with this.
Yeah, Brady did not play well that game. He wilted a little bit.
The greatest quarterback in the history of the game, who has been on the highest stages in life. He wilted under the pressure. What, are you nuts?
I'm actually not nuts at all, Greg. I'm telling you, well, Brady got caught up in the moment. Something about Brady wasn't right that day. That was not Tom Brady out there. My point only being, Greg, that this defense is very, very poor. And I think that the Cowboys are going to have their way with the Pats. I hope it's not the case, but we got to be realistic. They're at the bottom of the echelon of the NFL right now, the Patriots. They're with the Jets. They're with the Jaguars. And they're with the Texans of that ilk. And that's what I see, Greg.
All right.
So you keep bringing up the emotions, which I think the emotions had a lot to do with the Tampa Bay game, right? But here's the difference. You had emotions. Brady had emotions. Dallas doesn't have any emotions. Like, there's no emotion into this game on Sunday that's going to make Dak Prescott maybe not play as good because he's caught up in the emotions. Where I think Brady was caught up in the emotions. That is part of why he didn't perform well. I mean, the defense did a good job. I think the weather was a part of that issue. Courtney, you said the weather's going to be beautiful. There's no emotion that Dak Prescott's going to have about this whatsoever. So now, what does that defense do against the Dallas Cowboys offense?
But I think Andrew's point was the reason that we didn't perform well against the Texans was because of that emotional drop-off. So maybe this week we'll be back up. But regardless, there is no emotion, but we'll be more even.
So which is our f***ing city?
What's the emotional pickup this week?
I don't think there is one.
Okay, so then that kind of like that defeats your argument. If you're like, well, the emotional drop off was against the Texans. Okay, so what this week from the Texans week is this huge emotional lift
for the Patriots?
Yeah.
What's the huge emotional lift?
Yeah.
Dale here.
Oh, you're going to the game.
Pre-game speech.
Then he's got to go back for the Bruins game. Oh no, that's the night before.
No, Bruins Saturday.
Yeah, come on, Ken.
Come on, Ken.
Hockey guy.
He's a hockey guy. He's got to watch the Islanders and see what Chara does.
Andy's
into Downton Abbey these days.
This is David Dale from Florida. David from Florida. What's up, David?
Dale here. Hello. Good morning.
What's up?
All right. Well, first of all, if you remember when there was a game when Bledsoe had a big comfort behind victory against the Vikings back around like 94, 95. I think they were like down by 15, 20 points at halftime. But that's what I see happening with Mac. I see a big comfort behind victory again. I see Mac going for like 20, for like three touchdowns in the second half. Another big comfort behind victory. And they're going to win, I say, 31-27.
Wow.
When it comes to Mac in the offense, are you somebody who believes like Wiggy that they're holding back because he doesn't I want to finish the question. Are they holding back? Wiggy thinks they're holding back because Mac doesn't have the confidence. He's nervous. He's doing breathing exercise, whatever it is. Or do you believe that they are holding back because that's the way Josh and Bill want to bring him along, and they can open it up at any point?
Yes, part B.
Okay.
So yeah, I think that...
Yeah, I'm losing you.
I mean, yeah, he'll make a couple of mistakes. But yeah, I mean, before James White got hurt, unfortunately, he had that great wheel route against, who was it, against the Saints, was it? Hello?
Yep,
yeah.
So yeah, I think Mac can do much more than he's been doing so far. And I see that.
Ken, here's a fantastic text. It is a 978 text that says maybe next time they can design a football helmet for Tom Brady with a little umbrella attached to the top of it.
I love how
the guy played in this weather for his entire career, and suddenly the weather was a huge factor in that loss.
Well, rain.
You
rain,
won't catch me dead living in the Northeast.
A guy made a living out of playing.
Rain
in
is
that
a major
weather.
Issue.
On the rare occasion, Greg, that you go down south in the wintertime, when you land at Logan, don't you feel a little colder than when you left?
Yes. And it never rains in Tampa, Florida.
No, sun always shines wherever Tom is.
Well, it only never rains in Southern California. Tony made a song about that. But the rain plays
actually,
a.
Song was made by Albert Hammond first. Huh. But
well, thank you. That was what, the 1940s?
1960s. Okay. Or 70s. Early 70s.
So the rain plays an issue for both teams. I understand that's both teams.
Ballsy take.
But yeah, it is you. It is. It's a huge take. I understand that. But I don't get this whole, the Patriots are holding Mac back. Like, I don't, what does that even mean? Somebody explain that one to me.
Because you think Mac is holding Mac back.
Yeah, you're trying to win football games.
No, I
understand. So Josh is going, all right, we're not going to put in good plays because we want to hold Mac back.
They want to bring him along progressively the way they believe you bring a rookie along. And that is not ask him to do everything from Jump Street, as you would say.
But what does that even mean? Bring him along, so not ask him to do everything.
Hello?
The guy have no physical skills whatsoever.
No, I just want to know.
Do you think that they're playing him maybe a little bit safer than they would if it was Tom Brady out there, obviously?
Well, Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback
I know,
of all
but
time.
I'm saying
but
so.
But do they not call patterns that have deep routes built into them?
I don't know. We'd have to ask Josh McDaniels. You,
doesn't anybody watch the game?
Yes, they I know, but I'm saying
yes,
that.
Yes, they do.
But
so why, if you have routes.
Okay, here we go back down to the check down.
It has nothing to do with
the
check down. No,
you go to it every time.
No.
It's the check down. No, the check down.
It has nothing to do with the check down. It's to shoot down that stupid narrative of they're holding him back. If you design deep routes in there, they're not holding the guy back.
But what I was saying is that, yes, he's designing those routes, but he's probably saying to Mac, if you don't see it, if you feel any type of way about it, just do the easy route. Go the easy route. Don't try to jinx anything. Don't try to screw it up.
But that's not holding a player back means we're not going to design any routes that put you in a position where you're going to have a throw that has a low percentage.
But, Wiggy, think back to your team 2001 when you were in that locker room. The offense that Brady ran that year was nothing like the plays that he was calling 3 years ago when he was with the Patriots. Obviously, they, quote, held Tom back a bit because he hadn't proven that he had the ability to read the defenses in the way that you have to get those passes out on deep routes. I think it's clear that they're doing the same thing with Mac.
Wiggy, it's revisionist history. Like I feel like you think Tom Brady was shot out of a cannon throwing for 400 yards. They did the exact same thing they're doing with Mac.
Your offense in 2001 was sixth in the NFL, and they averaged, 25 or 26 points a game? You were sixth in the NFL in offense. You were 27th in the league. The league was completely different back in 2001, 20 years ago. Teams weren't throwing the football like they were, whether it's deep, shallow, intermediate. This whole narrative holding it. No, they're not holding. They're calling plays out there, whether they're deep plays, short plays, intermediate routes. They are calling plays, but Mac, I just believe, is a quarterback. He is playing it safe because
Is he not top 10 in the league in passing attempts and at 70% completion?
In completion.
Okay, passing attempts.
Yes.
Top 10 in the league.
But he's saying because he's taking the easier route.
So what's that mean? He throws the ball a lot. So unlike Brady, that defeats your that basically shoots down your other comparison.
Unlike Tom Brady overthrowing Antonio Brown five times in the second half yesterday?
No, when you compare Brady back in 2001.
In his first five games, 7 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, he was 2-3. Mac Jones in his first 5 games has 5 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, he's 2-3.
Yeah. All right. We are up against the clock. However, Steve Peralt, the great Steve Peralt from the Red Sox podcast, coming up next or at 9:15.
He's in studio at 9, whenever you want him.
Excellent. All right, game one of the ALCS. It is about to get electric in this city, and we'll talk about it with Steve coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.